Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Charter Communications.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Two White House mysteries. There was a lot of griping on Capitol Hill that the president announced his immigration plan, and Republicans did not have any paper whatsoever to explain what he was proposing. Months of work, allegedly, by Jared Kushner, and there was no fact sheet to accompany the much ballyhooed announcement. Just after 8 p.m. last night, the White House sent out fact sheets, which we've included in Playbook, which explains what the president is proposing on immigration. It'll be interesting to see how many members issue letters or statements of support for the plan now that there's an explanation about what Kushner has spent months working on.
Here's Mitch McConnell's take on the plan. We are a nation of immigrants, and we must preserve that rich part of who we are. But we are a nation of laws. There is a crisis at our southern border, and I hope Democrats get serious soon about working with us to secure our borders and restore the rule of law to our nation, which includes reforming out-of-date legal authorities. I look forward to reviewing the president's proposal. Not spotted? Anything resembling support from McConnell, the only Republican with any power on Capitol Hill. And here's an honest question we don't have the answer to. Why put something like this out if you're going to have next to no support, even from your own party, upon release? Why not save yourself the embarrassment?
Mystery number two. Will there be any Republican takers for the infrastructure meeting? We keep hearing Republicans might go to the Trump meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on immigration next Wednesday. So far, not one GOPer has committed. If Republicans go, it's likely to be less productive, to the extent it's going to be productive at all. But what's it say if Republicans want nothing to do with this process?
The Irish Times is reporting that the president's trip to Ireland is in doubt over a disagreement about where to meet. The president wants to meet at his golf course. And here's the latest on Iran. CNN is reporting that some in Congress are fuming over the administration's uneven handling of Iran intel, while the New York Times reports that the president has told Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan that he doesn't want to go to war with Iran. Meanwhile, John Bolton has quietly voiced frustration with the president over his views of the region, something that has prompted rumors about whether his job is in jeopardy.
Sarah Ferris and John Bresnahan are reporting that Democrats have agreed to billions of dollars in humanitarian aid for the southern border. This comes as part of a long-stalled disaster relief package, but Democrats have rejected more contentious requests like more money for detention beds or for ICE. On the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that a judge has ordered the public release of what Michael Flynn said in a call to the Russian ambassador. On the 2020 front, Bernie Sanders is sinking. He's down 6 points to 17% support compared to frontrunner Joe Biden's 35% support, which is up 4 points for the former vice president. Elizabeth Warren comes in at 9%, 5 points up. Pete Buttigieg is up 5 percentage points to 6%. And Kamala Harris is down 3 percentage points to 5%.
And in the juice, we've got David Planner leaving the House Financial Services Committee for the White House Legislative Affairs team. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will leave Trump Tower at 9:10 a.m. en route to Washington. He will arrive at the White House at 11:15 via the South Lawn. He will then leave the White House at 1:30 en route to the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. He will deliver remarks at the National Association of Realtors Legislative Meeting and Trade Expo at 2 p.m. Afterward, he will return to the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Charter Communications is investing in a well-trained, highly skilled workforce with opportunities like its broadband field technician apprenticeship program. Through the program, employees receive industry-recognized certifications at no cost to them, helping them build meaningful careers. And veterans in the program can access their GI benefits and earn a paycheck at the same time, ensuring a smooth transition to civilian life. Learn more about how Charter is strengthening its workforce at policy.charter.com.